Voices that inspire the extended interview.
My name is Felicia Nicholson. I go by Chef Fee. I am a private chef and caterer, and I own the Phenomenal Cooking Experience.
So, Chef Fee, you did not start off your career as a chef. What did you first start doing?
So I started off as an educator here in Leon County Schools. I taught for about 7 years, and then I went out to the district and became an elementary math specialist. I was there for 6 years as an elementary math specialist.
And all during that time, were you thinking about food? Have you always been a person who loved cooking?
I've always enjoyed cooking. Cooking is a passion of mine. It's very therapeutic. It's just always been a part of my life.
So how did you then, like, who inspired you in your cooking early on? Did you have family around you that, like, was food part of your family culture? Like,
food is definitely a part of my family culture, has always been a part of my family culture. I've come from a line of cooks. A part of my family culture is gravitating towards grandmother's house on special holidays and just days where we just want to be around her. We would want to be around her. She's passed now, but we would come over to her house and everyone would gravitate, you know, around the kitchen where all of the food is. And it brought so much love and comfort and joy to those who enjoyed it, you know. And growing up, my parents, all four of them, I have two biological parents and two step parents, and all of them encouraged me to get in the kitchen and help out. So where it might have seemed like a task to a child, I actually enjoyed it. So I came from a family where my father was a farmer. He owned his own barbecue restaurant. So I was that child sitting in the living room snapping peas and peeling sugar cane, all the things. It's just always been a part of my life, and I've always enjoyed it.
So when did you make the decision that, you know, it was time? It was time to give up your educator boots and put on your apron. When did you make that decision?
So I made the decision to take a leave of absence from Leon County Schools the end of July. It had been on my mind. I spoke to my husband about it, and he was very supportive. It's just something that I wanted to just try out. I wanted to take that leap of faith. It was on my mind. It was on my heart. I prayed about it, and I found myself going in that direction. Prior to that, I was managing my own business as well as working full-time with the district. And then my father got ill. He had a couple of strokes. And so my husband and I became caregivers for him. It was all becoming too much for us and too much for me especially. So I decided to just go ahead and take that leap of faith and do something that I am passionate about, and that is cooking.
So how did you start? Like, how did you begin?
All right. So actually, I started during COVID. So when people couldn't really get out and enjoy dining experiences, I brought those dining experiences to them in home. So we're a family team. I come in, I would cook, plate. My sister's a designer on our team, so she would do all of the tablescaping. My mom bakes for the business. She's also my sous chef for a lot of my catering gigs and such. And then my husband would come and take pictures there for special occasions. So we started during COVID. I built a clientele from that, and it just grew. It became private dinners, then caterings, and then, you know, now I'm doing cooking classes and camps as well for kids.
Oh, you're doing camps for kids.
I am. So I do several camps. I do some throughout the year during the special holidays, like the fall holiday, spring holiday, some during the winter break, but especially during the summer. The summer, I do week-long camps. I do them at the prepared table for students 8 and older. And we just do all types of meals and snacks. They learn the ins and outs of the kitchen. And it's really cool because parents will send me pictures of their child at home making dishes. And they'll send me videos, too. So it's a really good experience. I'm bringing in that education background into my cooking daily life as well.
I love that. So what would do you say you have a do you cook anything, or do you feel like you have a genre of food that you like to cook?
So I definitely cook a little bit of everything. I enjoy cooking everything. I enjoy learning about food and trying different things. I would say my specialty, of course, is Southern. So Southern comfort food. I have a Creole background. My mom's side of the family, they're Creole. So we have a lot of Louisiana roots. So I do cater a lot to that style of cooking. However, I cook a little bit of everything. For example, I did a cooking class the other day, and we did a ratatouille and a panzanella salad and a baked brie with a berry compote. I do Mediterranean. You know, I do a little bit of everything, and I enjoy what I do.
So how do you keep yourself, like, learning? Like, how do you figure out, like, what to tackle, what food group to look at? Or, like, okay, I'm going to learn Mediterranean. Like, how do you go about bringing new recipes into your genre?
I learn new recipes by experience and through experiences. For example, my husband and I, we went to Puerto Rico last summer. And to me, that's research. Anytime I take a trip and I experience different foods and different cultures, I want to come back home and I want to try those things out. We're going to Greece this year. So that's going to be, you know, another way that I get inspired. It's just traveling and trying different foods. Of course, I watch my Food Network and see a lot of recipes that I want to try and put my own spin on. But a lot of times it's just, if it hits me, I'm inspired. If I, you know, if I taste something and it's like, oh, I think I can do this. I think I can put my own little spin on it. I'll try to do that.
Has anything surprised you as you've gone down this path? Like, you know, you had no idea. You're like, okay, I'm putting my shingle out. I'm going to do this. What has surprised you the most in this path of exploring food?
The surprise factor in taking this leap of faith is that it has truly been a leap of faith, but also all the things that I would have typically worried about or that would have troubled me through this process, I've learned aren't things to worry about at all. Everything has kind of just worked itself out. And, you know, that's with the things that I prepare, how I prepare it, how I run my business, you know, the income, everything has kind of worked this way through. And that's been just a blessing.
And it's such a nice thing that you have your family all around, all part of it. That just must make it even more special. And everybody's got these talents, you know?
Yeah, we are definitely a family affair. Everybody is involved in some capacity. My brother, of course, learned how to smoke his meats from my father, who owned his barbecue restaurant. And then, of course, I have my mom on my team, and my sister, and my husband. So everybody is a part of this experience. And It's a lot, you know. It's what makes the phenomenal experience a phenomenal experience. It's having all of these components to it. That's family, love, and food.
So what would be your dream dinner that you put together?
Oh, my goodness. My dream dinner would be, I don't know. I think I definitely have experienced a lot of meals that I would not have typically have made for myself or for others, but I think more of an experience. So I would want to create this elegant affair where I just have a room full of food. But for all of these people who are just well-known and famous, I want to travel. I want to continue to cook for other people, you know, maybe the president one day, you know, who knows? I want to continue to grow in that capacity. I do think I challenge myself quite a bit with the types of food that I prepare, but I just want to continue to develop the ways in which I deliver it.
Tell me about how you feel this community has embraced you. Like, did you grow up in Tallahassee?
I did grow up in Tallahassee, born and raised in Tallahassee. Like I said, I have family, of course, in Louisiana and in California, but I grew up here in Tallahassee. So I did have that foundation. However, you know, business can be finicky here in Tallahassee. It's one of those things where businesses have a difficult time sustaining, but that's been one of the blessings, like through, you know, COVID and, you know, even to this day when businesses are kind of just, you know, dwindling away, you know, mine is continuing to flourish, and that has been a blessing. I think going back to, like, having faith and everything falling into place, those are the things. I remember the day I walked into Brown's kitchen and I walked into the prepared table introducing myself, you know, just to them to see if they would even want me to do the cooking classes. And they were very receptive and excited to have me. And all of those doors that were opened, all of the experiences I've had, even doing the brunches at Summerbrook, like all of that brought me new clientele. It brought me just new experiences. And all of that has helped me growth-wise.
So what advice would you give to someone who was thinking about taking that big step into, you know, pivoting from something that's safe and dependable and reliable and, you know what you're going to make every year, you kind of know the drill. What advice would you give to someone?
If you're thinking about stepping out on faith and wanting to pivot into something different that you are truly, truly passionate about, my advice to you is to do it. Really just go for it and take that chance on yourself. You know, of course, pray about it and make sure you have just a common board where you just want to have all of your ideas and focuses for your career, everything. Just have that, have a plan, but do it. Like, don't let your fear stop you from going for it. Because if it's something that you're truly, truly passionate about, everything else will work its way through. Everything else will work its way out. You'll be fine. Just trust yourself and really just go with it. Don't hold yourself back. A lot of times we do that because it is safe. I did it for several years because it was safe. But there is a blessing and there is good that comes from taking chances on yourself.
Yeah, you took a big one, and it's so exciting to see it pay off.
Yes.
How would you say you get most of your clients? Is it word of mouth?
It is primarily word of mouth. Ever since, you know, starting and launching during COVID, all of my clientele has just come to me, and that has been great. I haven't had to do a lot of advertising, and that's because the customers go and they refer, you know, other people to them, or they experience me in a cooking class, or, you know, or they came to brunch at Summerbrook, whatever their experience was with me. They refer people to me, and those are the kind of customers you want. You want the people that kind of come to you because those are for you.
And I'm sure you have such a diverse array of clients, or probably like people you would never have met normally in life.
Absolutely. So I've had clients from all over Tallahassee. I've had them in surrounding areas. So, you know, in Jefferson County, Gaston County, I've traveled to Orlando and Port St. Joe and Miami. So I have customers, you know, all over the place. And it's a blessing, you know, and yeah.
Anything surprise you since you've been doing this? Anything that like you would never have expected, or like you're just sort of like still shaking your head over?
I am just disbelief because of all of the things that have happened in this path. Just in my wildest dreams, you know, never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that I would be here today, in this capacity. I was that person who wanted to be safe in a career where it was a guaranteed paycheck and things like that. But for me to just take that step in a faith and really step out on myself, and that has been the biggest surprise, is that everything has truly, truly worked out. And the things, again, that have, you know, that would have stressed me in the past aren't really stressing me. We've had a tornado here recently, and that, you know, created a ripple effect, a domino effect with a lot of the events and things that I had for that weekend, or even that week in general. And that would have gave me the greatest bit of anxiety and made me really, really sad because I lost business that weekend. But everything since then has worked out, you know what I mean? And so that, to me, makes me more inspired to continue to go and continue to do, because when you have faith, everything else works out.
Do you pinch yourself sometimes and go, I can't believe this?
I definitely pinch myself. I can't believe that I'm here. I can't believe that I am doing this. But I can believe that it is possible.
I love that. Well, I think you're a testament to hard work, too. I mean, you definitely took any lead given you, whether it was doing the Summerbrook thing or knocking on doors to be offering your services as a teacher, cooking teacher. I mean, thinking out of the box on building that following of people, I think that probably really made a big difference. And that when you finally really launched, you had avenues of people to connect to.
I always look for different ways to continue to grow and expand. And at first, like I said, it started off as private dinners. I still do a lot of in-home private dinners or private dinners at some of the cooking class locations that I have or that I actually do cooking classes at. But from there, like I said, it's catering now. It's the classes for the adults. It's the camps for the kids. I do look for different ways to continue to grow and just expand my talents. I want to continue challenging myself. That's the only way that I'm going to grow. I don't want to be the same as other things out there. I want to always look for different ways to be different.
So what's your dream in 10 years? Where's Chef V in 10 years?
I want to be doing the same thing. I want to, in 10 years, I want to be right where I am, you know, doing dinners and cooking classes and camps. However, I want to do it with a team. I want to do it with other chefs. I want almost like a network of chefs under me that can continue to expand the phenomenal experience even more. I enjoy cooking. I don't ever want to take that piece of what started, of how this started away. I definitely want to continue to cook and find different ways to elevate.
Well, that's great. Any final thing you'd like to add to this conversation? Anything you want someone to know about you?
I would just want to say thank you to my husband and my stepdaughter and my family in general and friends and all of my supporters. It's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey, but primarily because of all of them. I am Chef Fee, the owner and chef of the Phenomenal Cooking Experience. It's not just good cooking. It's a whole experience.